visiting with Pleasantville head volleyball coach Amy McGraw to talk about their last couple weeks of the season. Coach, you know, I know you guys had a couple Saturday tournaments there at Dyke New Hartford and South Tama, you know, a couple tough tournaments with some, you know, pretty heavy competition. And then you had a big close win the other night against Ogden in a conference match there. Kind of talk to me about those three dates you guys had on your schedule.
Yeah, so Dyke New Hartford was new for us this year. They had reached out and needed an extra team, and so we jumped at the chance to get into that tournament. We went into it knowing we're not there yet as far as a program with some of the other teams that were there. It's great competition. We went into it with the mentality to just learn as much as we could. We want to see, and we want our girls to see what it takes to get to the state tournament, and the teams at that tournament are teams you're going to see at the state tournament. So we didn't play Denver, but we got a chance to watch Denver. They're the number one team in 2A right now. They're super impressive. So it's just encouraging and kind of inspirational to see these teams in 2A and this, at the level they're playing volleyball. So we have a ways to go, but I think we learned a lot that weekend, just playing tougher competition and teams that Pleasantville volleyball program has never had the opportunity to play. So it was all around a good weekend. And then let's see what next. Oh, we went to South Tama. So that was a little more our speed. We saw some good competition, and we're really just toe-to-toe with every team we played there. So the tournament went a little extra long. We played three games with almost everybody, except we beat Waterloo East in two, I think that's who it was. But everybody else, it was pretty even competition, and we were happy to make it into the championship bracket after pool play that weekend, and then lost a close one to South Tama in the championship. So good team, but I felt we could have walked away with a win. So that was just another learning experience for our young girls, is just kind of how to finish those games and take the win. But Ogden was a fun night. We started out really hot, taking those first two games. They were close. They were both back and forth. We were playing pretty well. And then they ended up taking the third and fourth sets, and we won the last one in a close 15-13 victory. So Ogden is just a good – they get better every year. So they're better than they were last year. They have a really good – libero that's a senior, and they don't let a lot drop. So we were swinging hard. We just couldn't get the ball to go down a lot. But big night for Lily Mason and Harper McGraw. They both, I think, had 17, 18 kills, something like that. So we were getting our kills, and luckily we pulled out the victory.
Yeah, and you guys this weekend on Saturday will have your home tournament there at Pleasantville with PCM, Colfax, Sheraton, and Southeast Warren. Kind of what are your expectations going into that tournament, and kind of, you know, what do you like to see from a home weekend tournament like that?
We're pretty excited for our home tournament. It always falls on the week after, or the homecoming week. So we just have kind of a weird week of practices this week, just different times, some early mornings. We're just asking the girls to bring the energy. We won this tournament last year was my first year, so I believe they won it the year before too. We would love to keep that trophy and win our home tournament again. So that's our expectation. We are coming in hungry to beat every team that's there, so we want to protect our home court. And that will be our goal. So, yeah, just bringing energy. And we're familiar with a lot of these teams. You know, we played Sheraton early in the season, and we were pretty evenly matched with them. I hope we've grown a little bit as a team and can get a more substantial victory over them. The two teams that kind of stand out to us that we've been talking about the most are probably Southeast Warren and PCM. Our goal on Southeast Warren is just, you know, stop Lexi Kalinden, and so she's their big senior powerhouse. She does a lot of great things for that team, so we want to at least slow her down a little bit. And then PCM, We got the chance to scrimmage them early in the season. They're a good team. I think they like 12-2. Maybe they've only had two losses so far this season. They haven't played a ton of volleyball, but they have a good little sophomore, Libby Winters, on their team. So we have our eyes on her too, and those will be our biggest.
Yeah, after that you just kind of have those two, conference matches left against Interstate 35 and Madrid, and then you have an invitational and then the tournament, and then you already head into postseason play. So kind of what are you working on right now on kind of this last part of the schedule as you start to, already near towards the postseason?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. This season has gone super fast. So we're excited to get those last two conference games in. I-35 is the one we had to reschedule. So it'll be a busy week next week with playing them on Monday and then turning around and playing Tuesday. And then we're taking the girls to Clear Creek Amana. That'll be another challenging tournament for us. So probably not a ton of victories there, but what we're working on right now is just cleaning up our side of things. We have quite a few hitting errors, and our hitting efficiency isn't the highest, but we have the ability to put the ball down. I think it's just indicative of having a young setter and young hitters, right? They're inexperienced, and they're just kind of finding their way. But we're playing some really good volleyball right now, and our setting's getting more consistent. Our hitters are getting, which makes our hitting be more consistent, and overall, we're just playing better defense, and our goal going into this postseason is just clean up our side, take care of the things we can control, and to serve tough. We've just had a lot more success when we maybe lower our expectations for perfect serving percentage and things like that, and just serve tough at our opponents, get them out of system so that we can set up our offense a little easier.
Well, Amy, kind of before we close, with this week being homecoming week at Pleasantville, what's some of the excitement that surrounds that? And then, kind of the quick turnaround, then of course tomorrow morning when you guys, will be playing volleyball at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes. Oh gosh, we're trying to give orders of getting home after the dance tonight. Pleasantville does their dance on Friday night, so it'll be the football game tonight, and we are really proud of Araya Phipps. She is our new homecoming queen. So Araya is a senior on our team. She's a senior right side for us. Just very deserving. There's not a nicer girl out there. She's a great girl and a great teammate, and I think I've said that before. So that's part of the excitement for our team. We had Lily Mason was also on the court, and then we have a freshman attendant, Janie Johnson, who's also part of our volleyball team. So there's been a lot of excitement for the girls this week. They played in their Powder Puff game last night. No injuries, thank goodness. That's mainly why I was there, to just monitor. I didn't make them sit out. I did let them play, which is, when I was in high school, we never got to even participate in it. I think they had a great time, and they're all very excited. I just hope that we can keep that going for early tomorrow morning, and then after the tournament's over, they can all go home and take a nap.
Well, Amy, I appreciate your time as always, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.